It was something.
That was before.
That was before a lot of times. And we went to church in this hoodlum wagon, as I told you. And then last time we went in a wagon.
Why are they called hoodlum wagon?
I don't know. That just we named it. It was a surrey with a fringe on the top, you know. And it had two seats in it. And I don't know why, we children named it that, hoodlum wagon. And one day the horse, we had the horse to it. And this was kind of a young horse. And he slipped the bridle. The throat latch wasn't fixed good. And we were in the buggy, and there's a nigger. We always had niggers. Just had them stand all around us. And this nigger caught that horse around the neck and held him till we got out of the buggy. Mama had a cook, and we had a yard boy. I had a cook here 50 years. I've got less help, and they cost so much I can't afford them. I don't have help but 5 days a week now. And I used to have it every hour. Of course, I've got a family I moved right here in next to the garden. Yeah. And they've got a telephone. And they come and do everything for me. And this nigger boy that's been here since he's 10, he lives right out here. And I feed him and clothe him and buy his tobacco for him and do whatever he says to do.
Now, Ms. Willis, that church is on your land, isn't it?
Yeah, it was on my land. Uh-huh. We've sold all that. Uh-huh. We've sold everything now but this house and about 20 acres. Now, we've got four more lots over here I want to sell. And there's four lots up here. There's two of these already sold. But we've sold all that over there. My husband sold the back part of it before he died. And now they have about 150 houses over there. Well, we're not going to have a seven right across here. We sold it in 10-acre lots, so we wouldn't have to deal with the building commission, you know, fool with them. Mm-hmm. And we've got all those, and there's one fella starting to build over there this week. And we got five houses over there that's built, and there's two more to build. And then there's two lots up here, and one man up here is going to start in April. Then there's two more lots between.
That's up north of
here. I go to that next road up there. We go from that Gaines Road. My husband used to be supervisor, and they named the roads all over the Soda County. And they named the roads whoever owned the land right there. And the owned land back of us here. And they named that this is road right up here. It goes all the way back because we own land about 7 miles back. On back. I still have one little place down there that Harry didn't sell that I have. And then I think I've got about 90 acres here that hadn't been sold yet. But I want to sell it all but this house and 20 acres. And I think that'll be enough for Buff and Nick Rufus and me. This nigga named Rufus.
Now you were talking about a wagon. What were the parts of the wagon? Can you tell me something about, like, the wheels were on the what?
The wheels, four had four wheels. Uh-huh. The front wheels was about 2 inches lower than the back wheels. And then it had a tongue in it, ran all the way under the bed, on out. And you hitched two mules to it.
I see. And what was the thing that ran, ran between, the parts of the
Well, it had axles. So the wheels were on axles.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it had frames to hold the bed on it, a wooden bed. And that's what we hauled our cotton on. And they had small ones, and then they had big ones, put the bales of cotton on before they were gin.
Uh-huh.
And they had, we had, they called, we had seats we put on them when we rode in them. Can't think of the name of the seats now. Anyhow, they had springs in them. And you could set those seats across top of that frame. You set as many in there as you wanted to. Sometimes we'd have six and seven in there.